October 23rd, 2015. 28 of our 7th grade bodies were squeezed into the back area of the classroom with the lights off, and the only sound we could hear was each other's breathing. My knees ached from keeping my legs curled up to my chest for so long, but I knew this wasn't the time or place to complain. Our science teacher sat atop a desk in front of us, face buried in her phone screen as she tried to gather any information she could about our current situation. Her furrowed brow communicated more than her words, though, for every time a confused classmate whispered, "Miss Brown, what's happening?" she would only glance up and snap, "I don't know what's happening, okay? I don't know." There were no words of comfort or gentle offerings of information. I didn't understand Mrs. Brown's uncertainty. She was a teacher. She was supposed to know everything. Of course, we weren't naive children anymore. We knew what a lockdown like this meant. I wondered if maybe I would die like this. I thought of a bullet penetrating my new Brandy Melville shirt that I wore specifically to impress my crush that day. What a shame, I thought, that I would have to pass away next to Mia Johnson and Anna Walker. They were always so mean to me. Then I thought of my parents and felt bad that they were probably worried about me. I wish I'd hugged them this morning before I left for school. Did I even say I love you when I walked out the door? The thought haunted me, and I promised to a God that I had just decided to believe in that I would give Mom and Dad a big hug if I made it home alive today.